You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
She never pretended to understand the superheroes, but she was one in how she took care of me. Gave me a family.
Kids!
Four. A whole studio of Kirby's.
Kids, get over here! You've got to get to school! No, you don't get to stay at home and just draw funny pictures all day like Daddy. I don't care what the other dads do. He is not unemployed. Your dad is an artist!
Kids, they always know. Me and Joe are out of work. The boy commandos won their war, so the series got canceled.
No work today?
Nope, not today. I'm going to create on the mural in the upstairs bathroom.
You've been painting that mural for 2 weeks. Tropical fish are going to cover the toilet.
Rosalind, my girl, what's the good word?
Hi, Joe. How's Harriet doing?
Fine, fine. Expecting. Large and eating everything. Where's our boy? Mural?
Mural.
Let's put a stop to that right now.
Jack!
Here's how I've been keeping myself busy. Hey, take a look at this cover mock-up I drew.
Young romance. I was an artist's pickup. A 100% all-true love confessional designed for the more adult readers of comics.
Now, let me see this. No, Linda, we can't go on like this. You know I'm engaged to your kid sister, Jane.
But, darling, Jane is a child. She doesn't have the fire to kindle the spark of your genius. You need me, John.
And this is Jane coming into the studio when no one can see her?
Oh, John. Lev Gleason's crime comics are flying off the stands. I've seen their market surveys. Over 50% of their readers are adults. Guys our age.
What kind of a big revelation is that? In the service, I got recognized all the time.
Me too.
How? You rode a horse up and down New Jersey for the Coast Guard the whole war.
And during that time, how many successful U-boat attacks were launched against Atlantic City? Zero. You know what your problem is, Mr. Kurtzberg? You never learned to play the system to your advantage. Losing boy commandos may be the best thing that ever happened to us. Time to focus on the adult market. They have more money to spend. Listen to me. Next to true crime magazines in the drugstores and the newsstands, what do you see?
Beats me, prophylactics.
Ha-ha. True love magazines, you dope. If Gleason's going for the guys, we'll go for the gals. What do you say?
Like, I got anything else better to do.
Great.
Oh, but this production schedule. You better get me a few inkers on this, Joe.
I can do it.
This takes time to get right, honey.
And why couldn't that be me again?
Because you got a million things to do with the house and... Holy smokes, did you do this?
Uh-huh. Like when you were showing me, just stay in the lines, keep the shading and... Oh, look at that red dress diva slapping her man right in the face for not listening to what the lady of his dreams can achieve.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I work all night.
So do I, she said with a tear in her eye.
Oh, baby, you're good.
Uh-huh.
Your art's perfect for this subject material, Jack. Idealized households, just like out of the Sears catalog. You make everything look like it's made out of saran wrap.
Yeah, Joe, thanks. I was thinking...
Yeah?
And maybe now that we're successful, we got all these employees and everything.
Yeah?
I was wondering maybe I could write my own stories now.
Cosmic Carson again, huh?
More than that. I got Starman Zero and Tiger 21. They're both strips about space, exploration of the stars. I mean, all this love stuff, it's so mundane. Let's branch out.
Come on, mundane sells, Jack. Are you still on that science fiction kick? People think all those rockets and aliens are weird. They can't get into
it. So you say...
Why are you busting my chops like this? You stick to the drawing table. It's your element. You're genius. Let me handle the rest. You remember what you said back at Fox when I wanted our credits to read by Simon and Kirby instead of by Kirby and Simon?
Yeah, I said, whatever you say, Joe,
you own... the suit, right.
Yeah, we both own suits now, Joe.
This afternoon will be Dr. Frederick Wortham. Doctor, will you come forward and be sworn, please? Do you solemnly swear that the testimony you will give the United States Senate will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Doctor, do you have a prepared statement?
Yes, a brief one.
All right, Doctor, proceed in your own manner.
Thank you. I have practiced psychiatry and neurology since 1922. In 1929, I was the first psychiatrist to be awarded a fellowship by the National Research Council to do research on the brain. Some part of my research at that time was on brain syphilis. It came in good stead when I came to study comic books. The question is this: are comics good or are they not good? If you want to raise a generation that is half stormtrooper and half cannon fodder with just a dash of illiteracy, then comic books are good. In fact, they're perfect. On the one hand, we have the Superman comic books. They arouse in children fantasies of sadistic joy in seeing people punished over and over again, while you yourself remain immune. We've called it the Superman Complex.
A couple of kids in leather jackets and duckbills knock over the local malt shop, and Ozzie and Harriet think it's the end of Western civilization. Middle America's looking for scapegoats, and this quack gives them comics. Come on down to Lower East Side. I'll show you some juvenile fucking delinquency.
On the other hand, we have these so-called romance books.
But our love books aren't even for kids. It says so right on the cover. Look, for the more adult readers of comics.
On this one here, we have the heading, for the more adult readers of comics, which seduces the young girl into thinking she's becoming part of something illicit, a sexual...
Aw, give me a break.
It'll blow over, Jack.
He's calling us fascists.
I know, Jack.
Me, a Jew, nearly got his ass shot off in France.
Take it easy.
Now, Mr. Chairman, I detest censorship. I believe adults should be allowed to write for adults. I believe that what is necessary for children is supervision. In other words, if a father wants to go into a store and say, I have a little boy of 7, he doesn't know how to rape a girl. He doesn't know how to rob a store. Please sell me one of these comic books. By all means, let the clerk sell him one. But I don't think the boy should be able to go see this rape on the cover and buy the book. I thank you, gentlemen.
Joe was right, like he always was. It did blow over. On to us.
Now, now! Though we of the comic book industry wholly reject Dr. Wortham's outrageous accusations and hysterical witch hunt, we of the newly formed Association of American Comic Magazine Publishers have voluntarily chosen to adopt a comics code to guide the content of our titles. The 41 provisions of the Comics Code constitute the most restrictive set of principles for any communications media in use today. Mothers of America, remember, watch for the seal of the Comics Code Authority, and feel safe.
You were right, Joe. This could be a lot worse. This new code thing doesn't affect us at all. What?
It's over, Jack. Our company, our partnership, it's all over.
No, it's not. Listen to this. The letters of the word crime on a comic's cover shall never be appreciably greater in dimension than the other words in the title. We don't publish any books like that. Here's another. No comics magazine shall use the words horror or terror in its title, see? We got nothing to worry about.
You don't understand how this business works.
Hey, I've been in it longer than you.
Not the dirty part. The mud the magic stands on. I've tried to keep you from that. Listen. The printer prints comics for us on credit. We sell the books to the distributors on credit. Who sells them to the newsstands on credit?
Yeah, okay, so what?
Our distributor is Leading News Company. What do you think they sell? Crime suspense stories in Vault of Horror and Crypt of Terror. Our credit was tied up with Leader. We can't pay our printer. They're bust. We're bust.
But maybe we could...
No, we couldn't. I talked it over with my wife, and I'm getting out of the comics business for good. I got a job offer in advertising. I'm going to take it.
But what about Simon and Kirby? I mean, what about me?
Come on, Jack. We both knew this comic book thing was temporary.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFF's creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFF's the original new musical from Shayna Taub is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com.
There was no work. I mean, no work anywhere. Publishers were going bust left and right. I had to go back to the one place I swore I'd never go back to. Hey, Stanley, remember me?
Remember? How could I forget? Put her there, Tiger!
Yeah. I brought some recent samples from the titles I've been penciling freelance. It's mostly from National. Green Arrow, Challengers of the Unknown, some sci-fi stuff.
No. Perish the thought. Put that portfolio away. That's for mortal creatures, not you, Jack. Consider yourself hired. In the pantheon of comic artist deities, you're the king, the Zeus, the Jupiter.
The Odin?
Pardon?
It's king of the Viking gods. I've always been into Thor, Asgard, all that stuff.
I'll have to remember that. Here, have a seat.
Boy, Martin's really got you squirreled away in the back room here. I'd ask 15 different guys from his other businesses how to get back here.
I don't mind. It's been quiet. Ever since that Senate hearing nuttiness. Like the whole fort ran for the hills the minute they saw Little Chief Red Bear and his braves coming up over the ridge. But don't you worry, Jack. We will hold off the Injuns together. Excelsior.
What? What is that?
What's what?
Excelsior?
The motto of the state of New York.
Oh, yeah? What's it mean?
You know, I have no idea. I just started saying it one day. It's got this crazy ring to it. Excelsior! Excelsior. I'm the last man standing since Martin and Dr. Wortham cleared out the bullpen. You know, I've had this job since I was 17 years old, except for when I went into the service.
No, you don't say.
Yeah, Martin's run it pretty much the same way this whole time.
The war is over, Stanley. The superheroes are dead. Kids are sick of fighting. They want to laugh. Laugh! We need comedy. Funny animals.
Stan the man's all over it like a cheap suit, boss. Editorial? Here are new titles. Comic capers. Comic cartoons. Wait. Comic comics.
There's a war on, Stanley. Why are you publishing all this phony, baloney, funny animal crap? We're kicking Kami Keister in Korea, and we've got to get the children of America behind the fight against international Oriental Bolshevism.
Your wish is my command, O publishing Aladdin. Scratch that whole comedy line. Now it's Battlefront, war action, battle action, battle war, war, battle action, war.
Dear God, Stanley, why do you have dead Asians all over my covers? It's 1956, for Christ's sake. We're not Klansmen. Have you seen the killing the Japs are making with those Godzilla movies? Science fiction. Horrors spawned by the atom bomb, Stanley. That's what the kids want to see.
Aye, Cap'n. Yeah, okay. Now we're gonna go with Tales to Astonish. Tales of Suspense. Strange Tales. Our latest four-color masterpiece?
Yeah, Groot, the monster from Planet X. I was captured by the creature from Krogar.
Uh-huh. You gotta roll your R's like this. The creature from Krogar!
Krogar!
Ain't that a scream? I spend all half the day dreaming up these nutty titles. They actually pay me for it. So, thus have you seen the meager spoils of my modest fiefdom, Sir Jack of Kirby. But what I have here in Marvel Comics is yours. Marvel, that's what we decided to rename Timely after you and Joe left.
Yeah.
Say, why did you guys leave anyway? I wasn't around to see it.
who can remember? That was a long time ago, Stanley.
Just Stan is fine. I actually had my name legally changed to Stan Lee.
Okay, I did the same with Kirby.
Yeah, look at us. Couple of phonies. Kurtzberg and Lieber. Showman! You know what? The show must go on. Now, the pay is nothing fancy.
Well, how not fancy?
$30 a page?
Oy.
I would give my artist the shirt off my back if I could. And if they didn't think I was coming on to them. Now, Marvel publishes 8 titles a month, 4 stories an issue, a 12-page lead, 6 or 8 pages for the rest. I can give you as many as you want to tackle to start.
I'll do all of them.
Come again?
All of them. I'll do all the stories in all your books.
But that's 28 stories. That's over 300 pages a month, Tiger.
I need the work, and you know I can do it.
Well, I'll need to send some stories over to the other artists, Ditko, Heck, Ayers, if only for variety.
I got no problem with that. I'm your new one-man bullpen.
Ah, you know what you are, Tiger. You're the king. You're the king of comics!
Thanks, Stanley.
Stan.
You know who I've just been golfing with, Stanley?
What? What now, Mon?
Ask.
Why, who have you been golfing with, Mon?
Jack Liebowitz over at National. He says their best-selling title of 1961 is something called Justice League of America. Looks like the long underwear men are back in a big way. So why the hell are you wasting my money with this juvenile monster junk? Superheroes, Stan. We need superheroes.
I give up.
All right, Stan. I've got Gigantus and X the Thing That Lived for you.
I quit.
What?
This stupid, boring, meaningless job was only supposed to be temporary, you know? But it's gobbled up 2 decades of my life! I've always bent over backwards to please Martin, but this? Superheroes again? It's too much. I shall march into the publisher's office and hand in my resplendent resignation, and then sally forth to a land where the writer is truly respected. Hollywood!
Whoa. Stan, I know it's your life and all, but I got 4 kids to feed. Who's gonna give me assignments
if... Your regal words would stay my hand any other time, O comics king, but my course, nay, my destiny, is clear. You know, my wife says I should do the superhero thing, but do it like something I might read, something different, fresher.
Hey, yeah, I mean... That's not a bad idea. Why don't you do...
I jotted some thoughts down.
The Fantastic Four. You never get tired of alliteration, do you?
It is mankind's most astonishingly awesome achievement.
This is kind of thin. A page and a half is just an outline. It's going to need some fleshing out before it's a proper story.
That's what I have you for.
You'd let me change stuff, Stan? Add to the story? I've always wanted to do more science fiction stuff, you know, spaceships to the stars, alien civilizations, that kind of thing.
Whatever you want, as far as I care, as long as you, you know, stay within those guidelines, why not? Who did Captain America? Boy Commandos? Young Romance, for crying out loud. You're what's known as bankable, Jackie, baby.
That's true. I mean, what have you done? Copy other publishers your whole career.
Way of putting it. I guess Martin calls it adapting to current market trends.
You gotta make the trends, Stanley, not follow them. Throw the first punch. I've known that since I was 10 years old.
Together, our combined creative catalyst will shake the halls of comicdom asunder. Who dares stand in our way? Face front, true believers! Verily, I doth proclaim the magnificent Marvel Age of Comics is about to begin!
Why can't you talk normal?
King Kirby.
Episode 3, Young Romantics. Written by Crystal Skillman and Fred Van Lente. Starring Steve Ratazzi as Jack Kirby, Amy Lee Pearsall as Roz Kirby, Joseph Mathers as Joe Simon, Nat Cassidy as Stan Lee, Timothy McCown Reynolds as Martin Goodman. Music composition and sound editing by Bobby Cronin. Original stage production directed by John Hurley. Recorded at Midtown Comics downtown in Manhattan.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.